You've asked, and here it is. How the price on carbon pollution works in around 2 minutes. This is the critical decade for tackling climate change. The science tells us we must act now or face even greater risks of extreme weather in Australia, like more intense storms, bigger floods, and more severe bushfires. Putting a price on carbon pollution is the first step. Here's how it works in 5 simple points. It's like how we manage interest rates. We have an independent body, the Reserve Bank, to make decisions in the national interest rather than political interests. So, under the new plan, an independent group of experts will propose carbon reduction targets to Parliament. We'll stay in line with climate science and global action while growing our economy. The new carbon price will mean that 500 of Australia's biggest polluters finally pay for their harmful emissions. To start with, the price will be set at $23 per tonne of pollution, but in a few years' time, the price will be set by the market. Smart businesses will quickly find ways to pollute less so they pay less. Some businesses will try to pass the cost on to consumers, but now the cleaner their products, the more competitive they'll be. Half of the funds raised by the carbon price goes straight to households. In fact, 9 in 10 households will receive assistance, and people on lower incomes will receive a cash bonus on top of pension increases. The new plan invests about $13 billion to harness clean energy across Australia, from abundant resources like sunshine that lasts forever. And it creates good, clean energy jobs. Some money also goes to farmers to help manage their land in ways that cut carbon pollution. And there's funding for our environment, which will protect fragile native wildlife and ecosystems. And that's how the carbon price works in less than 2 minutes. All in all, it's a big step forward. Now, let's get on with it.